Very good morning and welcome to the Daily Dose. Asian markets across the board weaker once again, taking the brunt and posting losses for the 10th consecutive day. The sentiment has indeed kept investors at bay, particularly for the risk asset class and not so much on bond-like investments. Demand for the recent primary bond transactions out of Asia has been reasonably strong and could be attributed to the attractive headline coupon fixings given the dynamics of the higher benchmark US rates together with the shape of the yield curve. 2-year US Treasury yields pull back 2.74% after hitting a decade high as the US sold debt and federal funds futures showed investors increasingly expecting two more rate hikes by year-end. The benchmark 10-year once again testing the critical level of 3% is just shy of 3 basis points, while gold is at $1,193. Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank has released guidance on their perpetual at 7.5%, while Al Hilal Bank on their senior 5-year unsecured Sukuk at 4.65%. Timing is today. We hold a strong conviction bias on the regional bonds issued by financials and expect the new bond sales to do well. S&P Global Ratings lowered its credit ratings by one notch on 7 Chinese local government financing vehicles as it believes the likelihood of local government support could weaken over time. We do not foresee any contagion risk to domestic bond markets, as the regulators and policymakers have expressed repeatedly that such LGFVs needs to take responsibility and manage their debt obligations on their own. The People's Bank of China resumed cash injections via open market operations after a 15-day halt as tighter liquidity helped to drive bond yields higher. The central bank today offered 60 billion yuan, or $8.7 billion, of 7-day reverse repurchase agreements and kept the interest rates unchanged at 2.55%. Moreover, UK employment data came in better than expected for the 3 months up to July. Wage growth hit a 3-month high of 2.9%. while the overall unemployment rate held at its multi-decades low of 4%. Only 3,000 new jobs were added over the period, below market expectations. Current level of job openings suggests that there is a job for every one of the 6.2 million people who were unemployed in August in the US. Labor Department's monthly report suggested a further tightening in labor market conditions, with employers appearing to increasingly have trouble finding suitable workers, which could pose a threat to continued economic growth. Back in July, U.S. jobs openings surged to a record high, increasing by 117,000 to a seasonally adjusted 6.9 million in July, the highest level since the series started in December 2000.